the universe. All the things that exist, they are in existence, right? Then there is another universe, dream, which some animals, they share it with us. Then it's imagination. No animal shares with us. We have the imagination. And more than that, we understand something that no animal understands. The vastest universe, which is non-existence. We understand non-existence. We could label someone, you could talk about someone and say, yes, whatever you said is right, but that someone lacks the honesty. Suddenly I explained a lot with the absence of honesty over there. This happens with us. We understand non-existence. And we could make it happen. We could even make the most talkative phenomena of this universe quiet. What is the most talkative thing in this universe? It's your mind. Your mind is talking constantly. We could even silence that. So we could do a lot. Yes.
He said, enter among my servants. Thou wilt meet with a paradise of vision of me, O God-fearing one. The Empyrean, notwithstanding its wide light, when it beheld that, was confounded. Truly, the magnitude of the Empyrean is very great. But who is form when reality has arrived? Then the angels were saying, before this we had a friendship on the dust of the earth. On the earth we were sowing the seed of service. We were marveling at that connection. Marveling what connection we had with that dust, inasmuch as our nature is in heaven. Why friendship in us who are light with darkness? How can light live with darkness? O Adam, that friendship was owing to the scent of thee, because earth was the woof and warp of thy body. From this place thy earthly body was woven, in this place thy pure light was found.
What is this? A made-up story. Rumi will make a story that all the angels will say, right at the beginning, we somehow liked this earth, and we didn't know why. We didn't know that this dirt will come from there, and will make you, and because of you, now we are better. What is this? What does that mean? First, let's dig the angels. What are the angels? The adjectives. Those we call angels. Adjectives are the qualities. These qualities are angels. And each one of them will attend to one of the tasks that they should. And all of them, they are in love with the human being. Why? Because we understand the adjective. It starts with us. When I say kindness, when I say bravery, when I say knowing something, I'm using an adjective. If there is no human being, where are these adjectives? All are invisible and quite limited. When it comes to the human being, something else will come. Let's get one of these adjectives. What is bravery? To be brave. All animals, they show a little bit of bravery. But all of them, we'll step back when the situation is not that promising. The only animal who could go and be killed is human being. Because the bravery could go to over the limit. Call all the adjectives in animals and look for the human being. Human being is the place of exaggeration. Because our universe not the physical universe. Our universe includes the universe of dream, the universe of imagination, the universe of non-existence even. Is it or not? Aren't you busy with thinking about the lack of billions in the Swiss bank to act like that famous guy? You're thinking about non-existence. We are busy with non-existence because we are looking in the darkness to find the light. We are reaching in the field of ignorance to find some intelligence. We know that there are things that we don't know, and we don't know how to get it, but we try it, and it happens that we find them. Mainly by luck. That's what we call it, but it's not luck. When several people will look for something, that something will look for those several people, we come to that later. Yes.
This that our souls have obtained from thy spirit shone erstwhile from the dust. We were in the earth and heedless of the earth, heedless of the treasure that lay buried there. When he bade us journey from that place of abode, our palates were soured by the change. So that we were arguing, O God, who will come in our stead? Wilt thou sell the splendor of the praise with which we glory and magnify thee for babble and palaver? The decree of God spread for us a carpet. Speak ye in the way of boldness, without fear. Whatever comes upon your tongues, like only children with their father. For what if these words are unseemly? My mercy likewise is prior to my wrath. In order to manifest this priority, O angel, I will put in thee incitement to perplexity and doubt, that thou mayest speak, and I not take offense at thee. None who denies my clemency may dare to utter a word. Within my clemency, 100 fathers and 100 mothers at every moment are born and vanish. Their clemency is the foam of the sea, and my clemency. The foam comes and goes, but the sea is there. What indeed shall I say? Compared to that pearl, this oyster shell is naught but the foam of the foam of the foam of foam.
Foam, the foam, the foam. Okay, let's see what he's talking about. First of all, let's not forget. He promised, he came back to the story of man and a woman, right? He said, okay, let's finish that story. In that story, the woman said to the man that, you're cheating, I don't believe in you. And the man said, what? All this. See, this is amazing. The woman asked the man that, how can I believe in you? The man started to explain what? The bizarre existence of a human being, how a human being is created. And he talked about Adam. He referred to Adam, not the Eve. He's talking about the dirt which made Adam. The soil is talking about the man, means me, without the intelligence, without the cheating. What is me? What is human being? And so I said, this human being is here to replace all those adjectives. This human being has a heart that God will fit in. Truth, justice, expectancy, all that is in me. There is no true and truth in animals. There is no just and justice in animals. It's in me. And look at this complicated